This is your daily dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. I'm Kerry Lutz. Today is June 16, 2021, Fed Day, and this is show number 286. Well, a lot's happening today, huh, Nick?
Today was a wild one out here. We don't call this Whipsaw Wednesday for nothing. It was definitely a Whipsaw Wednesday if I've ever experienced one, and it was all induced by the Federal Reserve.
Now, was it induced by design, or are they really, like, losing control here?
Well, I think they're starting to lose a little control, and I'll explain why. The Fed really came out with a dovish stance. They didn't do anything, and nobody expected them to do anything. But what we did think they were going to do was they were going to mention a potential tapering down the road. And Jay Powell, when he got into his press conference today, basically said that is off, and the markets were plunging, and then he saved the day, and the markets rallied back up. He said that basically they're going to forecast well in advance before any tapering goes on. As you know, the Fed is printing $120 billion a month, buying mortgage-backed securities, U.S. Treasuries, and corporate debt. All in all, when you look at the reaction of the market, bond yields went up. The dollar strengthened and gold sold off. Gold sold off in a big way. So that is not really the reaction one would expect with the Fed staying easy and continuing to say that they're going to continue the easy money policies for the foreseeable future. So the market now is telling us a little bit of a different signal. Now, this is Options X on Friday. We're going to have a quadruple witching options expiration this week. So we'll see what the market has in store for us. But different take there as you got a lot of moving parts out here after this Fed announcement.
A lot of moving parts. And do you think that Powell is saying one message, but in reality he's going to have to taper and tighten?
Well, the market's telling us that, right? So I don't think Powell is saying it at all. I think Powell right now believes he's going to stay accommodative, but the market right now is telling us that he may have to change his tune. Now, it's still early to tell. Anytime you get a Fed announcement, you got to wait a couple days, see how the institutions interpret this, and let the charts tell us a little bit more information. But as of today's reaction, he did save the day. The markets were getting pummeled around 3 o'clock in the around 2:30 in the afternoon. Then his press conference began, and the market started to recover. But gold never really recovered. The dollar continued to strengthen, and bond yields, they spiked up 7 basis points. They were negative earlier, so they had basically a 9-10 basis point move to the upside on the 10-year U.S. Treasury note.
Wow. So nobody knows quite exactly what happened here, do they, Nick?
No. But, this is what you get when you have a market that is completely driven by central bank money supply. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. So, again, we're looking at a market right now that is somewhat schizophrenic. But really, it's the Fed statement that is driving markets right now. It's the Fed easy money policies, or else you wouldn't have these ridiculous moves like we see in GameStop and, all the froth that is out here, all these dozens of secondaries. Every day we get tons of secondaries. And again, we get, ridiculous valuations on equities. But this is all driven by the Fed.
All by the Fed. So what about gold and silver? They got the stuffing knocked out of them, probably temporarily, huh?
Yeah, I think right now when you look at gold, it got hammered today. The GLD is testing its 50-day moving average. That was down $2.94. Gold futures are trading right now at around 1810, so they're getting hammered. But we are coming into a very, very good support level right around 1800 for gold futures. So I expect that to be tested in the morning.
Uh-huh. So, and silver... Silver got hit, but not nearly as bad, huh?
Yeah, silver got hit kind of on par. If you look at silver futures right now as we speak, live time, they were, down. They're down about 2.6%. So that's still a pretty decent drop in silver futures, trading just under $27 at the moment, right around 27.
Mm-hmm. Well, you always got to wonder when you saw like gold making that run and then it couldn't get through 1900 for long. And then silver, you know, hit 28, went above it, and then it just couldn't go any further.
Yeah, well, we knew 28 was going to be a real big sticking point. But believe it or not, I still have gold going up. Nothing's really been damaged on this fall. This was a pullback. You needed to pull back. In fact, if anybody takes a look at the lows from March, and we're going to use the beginning of March because gold did make a double bottom, but gold futures, if you take a look, all we're doing right now is a potential 50% retrace. There's a ton of support for gold at 1800. And I think that if you're gutsy, that's a buying opportunity right there.
Yeah. A buying opportunity for those who have the fortitude, huh?
If you're gutsy, you know, and again, you know, this is a big sell-off day. But, you know, that's a natural retrace. You know, anytime gold, you got to remember, went from 1673 all the way up to 1919 in just a matter of 3 months. And, you know, to get a 50% haircut, that's natural.
Hey, and we wouldn't be surprised to see gold shake everybody out on the upside, then have a false move downward, shake everybody out, and then go back up and start making new highs.
Yeah, I mean, right now, what you want to look for is, you know, you keep an eye on the charts, and if we get a reversal back above today's high, then the pattern has not only been reestablished, but it would show enormous strength and velocity to the upside. So, you know, it's real simple. You could dabble down here if you're gutsy, or you wait for it to get above today's high on a daily chart close, and you jump on board there, and you ride it up to, you know, 1980, 1975. I think that's the next big resistance point.
All right. Well, I think we'll leave it at that. Make sure you go over to inthemoneystocks.com, see how Nick figures all this out. You'll be amazed. And while you're at it, take a look at the Twitter feeds at ITMS, at NickSantiago01, at Kerry Lutz. Send us your emails to kl@kerrylutz.com. We'll get to them shortly, I promise. I'm taking a quick trip. So if you notice a little difference in the sound quality, that explains it. Nick, we will catch up tomorrow and hopefully have a better grasp of exactly what's going on.
We will.